You ever been to the doctor?
No.
No, the answer is no. Never been to the doctor.
No, I know. You know, well, you
Not.
last episode, you kind of were giving it to me about yes anding, so I just went the other way.
Well, the doctor never says to you, "Hey, drink more coffee. Are you smoking enough? Smoke up, Johnny."
Oh, that was the whole story.
Yeah.
We might as well just start the show then.
Okay. Hello and welcome to episode 135. No way, that's not how I do it. Hello and welcome. How do I do it now? I just lost it. Seriously, dude, how do I start the show? Am I joking?
Hello and welcome. You
To
really,
episode.
yeah, welcome to episode whatever
One.
number, fill in the
There you
blank.
go. Hello and welcome to
Actually, I should
episode.
just do it because I'm feeling like you're not really present right now.
Go ahead.
That's what my wife says to me sometimes, is you're not really present right now. Like,
Go
you're
ahead.
present, but you're not really present.
Like, we're all barbecuing hamburgers over here, and you're off lighting the whole backyard.
Right.
So, introduce the show. Do it.
Hello and welcome to episode 135
of the Two Hosers Photo Show.
Yeah, see, I wanted to give you a part in our opening.
Oh, thank you. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany, and with me, as always, is
Adam. That's it. Just Adam today.
Adam, floating in space somewhere.
Yeah, Vancouver.
Man without a country.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on, Adam? Actually, who cares what's going on?
Yeah,
Same as it
don't
was
even
10
ask. It's the
seconds ago.
same as it was. We just recorded an episode. Now we're recording
Yeah.
another one, so.
How's your summer going?
It's going well, thank you.
Are you taking as many photos this summer as you did last summer?
Well, considering my summer has just started, I think so. I think I'm on pace.
Hang on, this is airing in the middle of the summer.
Oh, okay. Then for sure, I'm taking a zillion photos.
I think you're probably taking more because of your off-camera ETTL stuff.
Do love that. Also, first
Yeah.
summer with the Canon 6D,
Yeah.
and love that camera as well. So,
There you go. So a lot more photos.
yeah. You know what? I haven't pumped a product for a while, other than
Ah!
the triggers. And
Okay.
can I just pump another product that I think everybody should have now that I've had mine for a few months?
Give me a
And
hint.
love it is a camera strap, like a dedicated camera strap, like a comfortable
Okay.
one that goes over your shoulder. I have the, oh man, Black Rapid. That's the one. Black Rapid RS7, I think is the one I have, but could not be happier with that purchase.
Okay.
For bang for your buck in terms of something that will change your comfort level with photography, by
You know
far
what's
the
funny? You know what's funny is
best
I
bang.
made a note for last week's show to ask you about it, but we ran out of time, so I just ignored it. And
Right.
without asking, bam, here you go with it. So I was actually interested.
There you go. But like everybody who's thinking that, hey, I don't like the feeling of the strap pulling down on my neck, especially
Yeah.
if you have a 70 to 200 lens, and I have the lightest 70 to 200 lens, and I didn't like that.
Right.
Yeah, I, as a physiotherapist, advise you to buy the one of these dedicated straps that, you know, are comfortable, sit over your shoulder. I could have that camera hanging from my side all day long and it never bother me. So definitely, as both a camera enthusiast and as a body specialist, I would suggest buying one of those straps if you get a sore neck.
Where's the best place to buy that?
Well, Amazon.
Amazon. Who?
Yeah.
Dodged a bullet. Wasn't sure if you were going to figure that out.
Yeah, no, I figured it out. Buy it on
Good.
Amazon. I'm sure you can buy it wherever in the world you are, but Black Rabbit makes quality straps. I did a bunch of research before I bought that, and yeah, you will not find a negative word about these straps anywhere. So,
So it's funny sometimes you think about things that are just very, very simple and think, well, why would I spend any money on a good one? It's, I can just get you some twine and some duct tape.
right.
However, they've made the effort evidently and they've made a good product.
Oh, it's again, can't say enough good things about that. So,
Good.
yeah.
That's the next thing I'm going to buy. Actually, I've kind of held off on that for a long time, but I think that's I'm going to visit Amazon myself, and I'm going to click through the Two Hosers site, of course.
That's a great plan.
Yeah.
It's basically like just paying yourself to buy a strap.
Right. Great. Did you shoot anything interesting?
Did I talk that I went to a barbecue earlier today?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah,
you
that's the same things I shot from the last episode. Yeah,
the same thing. Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah. How about you? Did you shoot anything interesting?
I shot baseball stuff, more baseball games.
Okay.
Which is nice because I'm part of the team, I get to just kind of go in the dugout and go wherever I want. And I don't have to just...
Sorry to interrupt, but I was going to say, is this all natural light that you're using when you're doing these pictures?
Yes. The actual game stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way I'm going to be able to pump any light out onto the field.
Right. It'd probably be a little distracting to the players.
I don't think that would matter, considering their record. they're not exactly banging on all cylinders.
Right.
Had a rough day yesterday. I was out there for a doubleheader and was kind of hoping to get some good action shots, but wasn't a lot to be had. So I did shoot a lot and that, but nothing to write home about.
What about, is there mascots at these games?
No mascots.
Because there's always the mascot, I was going to say, but if there's no mascot, then obviously that there always isn't a mascot.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. So there's that. Let's get right into the photo challenge.
Okay, you're going to have to remind me again.
This week, the photo challenge is summer fun.
Great.
Because we're having fun in the summertime.
That's what we do.
Okay. You want to go first? I went first last week. Let's go with you.
Okay.
What is fun about the flying kid?
This was at a barbecue earlier tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And or earlier, I guess, this afternoon. And
so in actual timeline, about 3 weeks ago.
Sure. Yeah. About 3 weeks ago. And yeah, we're this is a friend of mine and her youngest. And we were just outside. And I said, hey, need something fun to happen. And she said, hey, I'm going to throw my kid in the air and you can take a picture of that. So that's what I did. And she must have thrown her kid up in the air like 25 times, so she earned it.
Right.
Yeah, she worked hard from it. And then the best part was, after, she threw her kid up 25 times, her husband stepped in and threw the kid twice, and I probably did a better job on the last two photos, the one I took with her husband throwing the kid. But
did you photograph the first 30 throws of her?
Oh, yeah. But it was...
You shot each one?
I shot, 30 pictures probably of her throwing the kid, but... For one reason or another, I just, either missed the focus slightly or, just there's just something that I didn't like. Maybe it was the angles. There's always just something. And it just so happens her husband walked in and then just blam, right off the bat, kid looked at the right angle, exposure in the back was good. And just, magic ensued. It was the realm.
Yes.
It was the realm of magic.
The realm of ensuing. Hijinks.
So Amanda, I apologize for not doing better, but I still like the photo, so that's why it's there.
Yeah. Plus she put in all the effort.
Yeah, I figured she earned
hers
it.
As the challenge. I'm gonna post the other one too because it is good, but like as we discussed, it looks fake. It would have been nice for there to be a cloud in the sky, but good for you guys that there wasn't.
No, it's been like that for a while, so yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough living in an awesome place where it's beautiful all the time.
This is probably a motivational poster. You should think up some slogan to put up there.
Yeah.
Like on the for the kid to say, like, I don't know, I fly high, so can you, or something good like that.
Yeah. I did love the kid's expression and just the the little bit of separation between mom's arms and his body. Mm. And again, just, the pose, because sometimes the hands get a little high and they cover a part of the face. And just, this sort of angle is what I liked.
Right.
Yeah, so really, really bright sunshine that we were out doing this. So you see all the rim light. And then I had two off-camera lights, one in a softbox and one a bare flash, trying to illuminate the child.
I see.
Yeah, and you can see the gradient in the sky because the sun is just off to camera left, so that's why there's a significant color gradient in the sky.
Looks good to me, man. Looks like fun in the summertime.
Yeah, so there it is. So how about...
Did you get any of these photos in context, like meaning a wider shot so we can see the kid is far off the ground, that kind of thing?
A little bit more, but I mean, I'm lying on the ground with a 50 millimeter lens on a, you know, full frame body, and that's... And I kind of wanted a bit of the negative space. And so that's as good as I could do lying on my back shooting straight up in the air. So unless I had a 17-40, this is as wide as I was going to get.
I agree with that, I mean, especially in a backyard. Like this is the right choice. But another shot in addition to this down the line somewhere, a fun one is a nice full body shot of you throwing your kid in the air.
Oh yeah. And again, I could have got that from a different angle, getting, you know, the instead of the blue sky, getting the green ground, right? But
yes.
I don't see, and again, in the context of this yard, I really wanted the blue background. And also, by using the blue background, it allowed me to shoot this at like an F10 so that I didn't really have to worry about depth of field so much.
Right.
So, yeah, no, it with what I wanted in the blue sky, I basically this was as wide a shot as I could get.
Now, to be perfectly clear, I'm going to just come out and say this. Like the shot, good choice, you made the right call. Different conversation, something else. You know what else is a fun shot? The full body one at the beach.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. It's a whole different conversation, not really tied, very very little to tie it in with this photo, but I happen to like that photo as well. I know you're not at the beach, so I'm not expecting you to be at the beach in this shot.
So you're just talking about another fun summer picture.
Yes. Okay. Is that full body one at the beach when you can see like your feet or in this case your friend's feet and the baby in the air? It makes for a good conversation piece.
And I did have a few photos of this that before my friend Amanda put her sunglasses on.
Mm-hmm.
And it said summer more with the sunglasses on.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so there's also the inclusion of the sunglasses was for context, that this isn't just any random throw at any time of year. This is clearly the summer.
Clearly the summer.
Yeah.
Or she's a movie star.
That's true. She is a movie star, so.
Could be that one.
Yeah.
All right, good job. Oh, here's mine.
Let's see yours.
This is Boys of Summer. Having fun. They're still having fun at this point. A little bit later on, they're going to lose the game badly, so... Not as much fun later.
So this is the one, the clear is the one where the guy's about to pick up the throw. I'm guessing that's a throw from the catcher, or is that, where's that throw coming from?
Yes, he's stealing. The guy's stealing second base, and they're trying to get him.
It's not looking good on the part of the throw.
It's not. The second baseman here makes a nice play, and I won't reveal whether he was safe or out.
Okay.
But they lost 14-4, so that's up to you to determine whether he was out or not. Although the second baseman here, I'm not going to say his name, but if you were to check on the Hawks website, you'd figure it out anyway. He did hit the first pitch of the game. He did hit out of the park.
And it was all downhill after that.
Yep. But that's nice when it's the first pitch, because he's a leadoff hitter, and they're the visitors. We're playing in Stuttgart, So it actually is the very first pitch of the entire game left the yard. So
okay, well, that's fun. Can hang your hat on that.
I would have just gone home.
Yeah, see you later.
Like, forget the rest of the 18 innings that you have to now play. It's just, okay, let's get out of here. I'm not going to do better than that. Are you kidding? I would pull a hamstring rounding third base. But anyway, so here's what I found to be probably the best action shot of the day. There wasn't a lot of action going on, and so
70 to 200
on the 40D. I take the 40D to the park for a couple of reasons. One basic one is it is much faster. Frames per second is 6.5 frames versus 3.5 or 4 or whatever the 5D does.
Right.
Which, you know, you might think doesn't make that much of a difference. Well, in sports and stuff, it makes a big difference.
Yeah.
In fact, I'd like to have the higher, whatever the higher one. What's the
7D.
Not the 7D, like the 1DX or whatever.
Okay, but the 7D does a lot of frames per second.
It's probably up around 6.5 or 8, maybe. Maybe 8 frames.
Yeah, I don't know the number. I just know that it's yeah. faster.
Yeah, and again, it sounds like, you know, incrementally faster, but when taking pictures of guys hitting, which I did a lot, I tried to do a lot of yesterday, you know, because I like to try to catch the ball on the bat. That's my move.
Right.
But I didn't get anything good yesterday. I did a couple weeks ago. I got some nice stuff, but that wasn't part of the photo challenge. So I didn't want to post it. So I wanted to do something new.
Okay.
And so the key to shooting sports in this case is to kind of know what's going to happen. So in this case, I had a pretty good idea this guy was going to steal. Just by the situation of the game. And thus, I was already pre-focused on second base, pre-exposed, ready to go. My camera was pointing at second base, waiting for this to happen. And so, and it happened, I think, in the first or the second pitch. So I didn't have to wait long, and I was prepped for this shot.
Okay.
And I fired off a burst. That's the other thing, too. I fired off a whole burst of them. Sacrifice ISO. So in this bright, bright, bright sunlight, you would not really think to shoot at ISO 400 or even 640, except for that gives me 1/5,000th up to 1/8,000th of a second shutter speed, which stops the action nicely.
Right.
Which is what I wanted here.
So this is more or less a focus trap situation.
It's a focus trap, exposure trap, everything trap. I was prepped for this.
Trapping,
no messing around.
Everything.
All it was point there, and as it happened, so I have three or four shots of the guy approaching the base on burst mode. I have a couple shots of him after he slides in, and this is the one I picked. I picked the one in the middle.
Okay.
Because this is where the action's happening. And other than that, not too much to talk about, other than I did desaturate the image slightly.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. It looks like the greens have been pulled back a little bit.
Just to give focus on our subjects, because the greens were so green yesterday. Like, they were just, they looked like I had ratcheted the saturation up. And I hadn't. It was just the way it was shot, and it was a little distracting. So I pulled them out a little bit just to put the focus on the play.
And what did this look like in black and white? Because I'm wondering if it wouldn't lend itself even more so to a black and white.
It was okay. I tried this one in black and white, but the separation with the Hawks jersey,
yeah,
the navy blue.
And then the behind him, yeah, I can see that, the blue.
Was okay, because there is a little bit of sort of shoulder light,
yeah.
But it wasn't great.
Okay.
And now that you mentioned that, I did, for the challenge, I did almost pick another photo for summer fun, because I did do one in black and white that I'll put up. That of the pitcher. Now, he just delivered the pitch, and I like this image in black and white because it almost looks a little old-timey. The only difference, the only reason it doesn't look old-timey is the style of his pants and his shoes aren't. I don't think DiMaggio wore Nikes, nor did he pitch, so I'm pretty sure Dizzy Dean didn't wear Nikes and wear the long pants.
Right.
However, the way he's sort of standing, and he's delivered the pitch. And you know what? Dizzy Dean didn't wear his hat like that or a bracelet. Let's be honest. While we're on the subject. However, I kind of liked how it looked, just his pose in black and white. But ultimately,
I have to say 100% I like the picture better.
You like the picture?
Yeah. The
okay.
The second one, the black and white one, I far prefer. Not that I don't like the other one, but... Again, with the desaturating of the greens, I don't know. I just I like everything about the pose. Just something about the greens being desaturated that just it doesn't do it for me. But the black and white one of the picture, I love it. Love the pose.
Okay.
Again, I guess being from a background of analyzing body movement, I just love the finishing pose, and also just the separation created by the white pants and Yeah, even the shoulder light that you got on the picture and the sort of light coming in on the side of his face, and yeah, love it. And also just even the way the glove hangs just above the wall of the fence. I think it's
okay. That's my challenge picture.
Yeah, then. I really like the crop, everything about that one. So
all right.
I'm surprised that you went with the other one over this one.
It was a coin toss. I opted for action over pose.
Okay, there you go.
That was what
fine.
I went for.
Personal taste.
For summer fun. Yeah, that's what it was. I stand by my decision, but I do like, in terms of photographs, I like the picture one better, but I didn't think it fit in with our challenge this week.
It's got some serious hip torque going on. I'm going to predict before the end of the season that pitcher has a groin injury.
Is that true?
That's going to be my forecast. So if he does, you let me know.
He is very young, though.
Yeah, there is a lot of torque going on his left hip.
I'll tell you what. I will send you. Well, you can see the angle of his left foot, right?
Yeah.
Well, he's a fairly tall guy, tall and lanky, and he puts some good whip on that ball.
Yeah.
Like he's got a lot of pop. That's like we'll get into pitching mechanics another time, but he really does do that. He is fairly young, so I don't know how common hip injuries or pulled groins are when you're very young.
Well, it's a repetitive mechanic for pitchers, so you know I don't hear a lot of pitchers. I do see a fair number of pitchers, but it's usually shoulder and elbow stuff related to throwing. Sometimes mm-hmm. some back stuff. I can't say I've ever seen a pitcher for a hip injury or a groin or abdominal wall tear, but this guy, just watching that one freeze frame, I say, yeah, look out for that.
I'll send you the sequence because I took this with the burst mode as well.
Okay.
I think I did. I took some singles, some burst mode, just to get the right, you know, the right arm angle and stuff like when you're pitching, because you get some pretty good facial expressions as well.
Yes.
And so I'll send you that and you can see what you think, because I'll let him know how to avoid this, how to avoid a hip thing, because he's got a long career ahead of him.
Yeah, and this is once again where the worlds of photography and physiotherapy collide this week in analysis of body movement. But there you go. There's my two cents.
All right. Now, this week's topic isn't exactly a direct tip. It's more of a philosophy that's going to help you, but it's still a tip and it's going to help you.
Okay, I can't wait.
More is good, some is better.
More,
now, this is
more
a takeoff
is good,
on your.
Some is better. This isn't a buffet eating strategy.
No, this is actually it is. But this is a takeoff on your brother-in-law's philosophy of life.
My brother. Okay, yeah, gotcha.
Okay, his whole thing is if some is good, more must be better.
Okay.
And which point, and now he is a buffet expert. And I know this because I learned some valuable tips from him from the buffet.
Okay.
Never put your bread on your plate. That just takes up space. You hold your bread under your plate.
That's a good move, I have to say. That's a good move. Yeah.
That's your brother-in-law. That way you can get more. So that's his thing. But now,
well, not
in photography,
waste an extra trip up to the buffet, right?
Right. Right. Now, when it comes to photography, some is good, more is better isn't always the case. So I like to flip that around and go, yeah. Try only a little bit and see what happens.
So give me an example, because I need a real life example here to put this into context.
Okay, I have a whole bunch of examples.
Go with it.
Okay, for example, well let's just pick one. Depth of field. When you first get your 1.8 or 1.4 lens, you run wild with it, and everything is shot at f1.4 because you want your depth of field to be nothing.
Right.
But after a while, hopefully you'll realize that that's a little excessive, and maybe we can just sprinkle some depth of field in there.
Okay.
Or let's say with saturation. Sometimes like I went through this for a while where I thought, oh man, I just love those colors that just burst off the page or the screen or wherever. So I'm going to ratchet up the saturation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then after a while, it looks a little, it's too overdone. It draws attention to itself. You don't look at the picture anymore. You're looking at the saturation.
Right.
And it takes you out of it. What about contrast?
Don't do it.
You can do it if you want, but don't go overboard just because.
Okay. Yeah.
The end.
These are all good suggestions, and these are all things that I think. I have the same issue is that I've gone through all of these areas and at times really crank them, but in certain situations it can be great, but yeah, you don't want to be applying massive effects on all of your photos,
even in camera. First when you start shooting with gels, and it's the instinct is, well, I'm going to mix these colors like crazy.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a full CTO on this one and a double CT blue or CTB on the backlight, and then it's all of a sudden you got this huge spectrum and it looks like you're mixing light.
Right.
Whereas if you just, gone subtle, maybe a half or a quarter on either one, the effect is there, doesn't call attention to itself, and people like your image much better. The other common one is vignetting, adding vignetting in post.
Yeah, I don't ever do this.
You've never done it?
Never.
Oh, okay, see? Now I'm going to get you to do it, and you're going to just go hog wild.
No. I see the effect, and, we had a picture that we had done years ago in Sears, and one of the ones was applied with a vignette, and I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me.
Not those ones. Not the one I'm... Well, maybe. But the subtle black vignette can look pretty good every now and then. Usually I use it to rescue an image where I think, there's just too much going on around the outside.
Right.
And I want to sort of de-emphasize that. So I'll put that on, I'll use the vignette. I use the vignette approximately twice a year at this point. I don't beat it silly.
Okay.
But there was a time when a lot of people were doing that. Where not only am I going to use the vignette on every photo, it's going to go up to 11.
Okay.
And then then your photo becomes about the vignette.
Right.
Fill flash. Fill flash is one of the ones that every once in a while you get stuck overdoing.
Yes.
And I don't mean you. I mean one people. It happens to me sometimes where I think, I get in a bad situation. I really need to fill that in, but it ends up doing most of the heavy lifting and doesn't look as good as it could. So know that fill flash just needs to be a tiny little flick of light in order to be good.
Yes. Often just even, again, it depends on how far you're standing away, but with the off-camera stuff, just even the ETTL, high-speed sync is enough to be your fill.
Absolutely. Sometimes you just want to do a little bit just to fill in the shadows on under the eyes or something like that. And even then, leave some of the shadows. It doesn't have to be completely gone.
Right.
It's like if you're getting Botox, leave a couple of wrinkles so people don't know you have Botox.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's how I do it. I don't have Botox.
Okay.
But if I was going to dye my hair, which I don't, I wouldn't dye it jet black. And what? Because it would be a complete. Hey, look at the dye job over there.
Right.
You leave a little bit of gray around the temples, and all of a sudden you're good. That's how it goes. Any other examples you can think of? I have one more where that's overdone.
No, I don't have any.
Sharpening.
Yes, that's a good one.
Sharpening is one where I went through that phase too, where I want everything to be just like you could, if you touch the image, you would cut your finger. That's what I wanted. And but then I kind of dialed it back. I thought, what are we doing here? Like, so I have one image that was on my wall. It's since been removed, which was a decent shot of Vancouver, but I thought it needed saturation and sharpening and all that. So now I look at it and it's like sticks out like a sore thumb to me.
Right.
So fortunately it was pretty much all done in post. So I could pull that, reprocess it and make the image good again by essentially using what came out of the camera instead of going crazy.
Okay.
So in camera, my suggestion is just sprinkle on, pretend it's salt. You just want a sprinkling of salt. You don't want a pound of it.
Right.
Otherwise, it doesn't taste too good. So in camera, just add a little sprinkling. And then in post, maybe a little sprinkling more. Don't go crazy on too many things.
Okay.
That's it. Some is better. You'll be glad you did.
Okay. No, I think that's a great tip. And I think, you know, when you first start doing post-processing, and this goes for all new hobbyists or enthusiasts, whatever you want to call the people listening to this show, I think most of them are enthusiasts, you get into the post-processing stuff and you realize what a powerful tool it is, and it's really easy to get kind of sucked into all these fancy things you can do, and mm-hmm. and then it stops being kind of real, right? It's not real anymore.
It stops being about the moment and the photography and the story or whatever else is going.
Right.
Yeah. And if you are that guy, don't feel bad. Everyone's been that person.
Yeah. And
I've gone through that.
Yeah. And so you're right. It's all good in moderation. Moderation is good.
With some things. No, I don't know. I couldn't think of anywhere funny to go. I thought, hey, there's an inn, and then someone outside started their car, and I got distracted.
Okay.
So,
all right.
There's that. Photo challenge for next week.
You have one.
Well, yeah. It's summertime. It's sunshine. So it's sunshine. That's what we're doing, sunshine.
Sunshine, all right.
Does the
sun have to be, like, directly in the image?
I don't care. You can do whatever you want.
As long as there's rays from the sun.
Maybe.
All right.
It's whatever you want to do.
Okay.
You want to shoot a bottle of Sunny D, I don't care.
Okay, I'll find something.
Yeah, you'll figure something out.
Yeah.
By the time we record next.
Yes.
Yeah, there it is. So, again, a little shorter episode than normal, but we'll be back to normal soon.
And you're going to buy stuff on Amazon between now and our next episode.
I'm doing it right as we speak.
Okay.
I'm buying more chickpeas and sunscreen so I can get out there and shoot our sunshine.
Sounds good.
Challenge.
Do I get to say now where people can find my stuff?
Yes. Where can people find your stuff, Adam?
They can find it on schwartzchronicles.com. And they can also find it on the Two Hosers Facebook site. I plan on doing lots of posting there. By the time this is aired, you'll have seen lots of fantastic photos.
Awesome.
And also... No, I think that's it. That's probably it. How about you?
That's it, yeah. Yeah, we can go find your stuff at, go to, just list off random websites.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not there. You know that site? Yeah, I'm not that. I'm on Google, and I'm not there. Yeah. And we've come derailed. Find my stuff at alanhatrich.com or the two of us at twohosers.com, where you can find my mad ramblings.
Okay.
And you can find all you want to know about Twitter and everything like that. That's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.